This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Internet and phone services have collapsed in Gaza. Food and other necessities can't get to Gaza, says the UN. And in the middle of all of this, families are desperately trying to find the bodies of loved ones killed in the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of bodies lie buried in rubble in Gaza. Families dig to retrieve them, often by hand. The wreckage goes on for block after devastated block. The smell is sickening. Every day, hundreds of people claw through tons of rubble with shovels and iron bars and with their bare hands. They're looking for the bodies of their children, their parents, their neighbours. All of them are killed in Israeli missile strikes. The corpses are there, somewhere in the endless acres of destruction. More than 5 weeks into Israel's war with Hamas, some streets are now more like graveyards. Officials in Gaza say they don't have the equipment, manpower or fuel to search properly for the living, let alone the dead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden will talk about migration today with Mexico's President López Obrador. They'll also talk about fentanyl trafficking. The two are in San Francisco for an international conference. Overnight, President Biden signed into law that temporary spending bill. It keeps the government from shutting down for now, but the squabbling's not over.
The temporary spending measure keeps government funding at current levels for about 2 more months, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term package. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations into 2 days, January 19th for some federal agencies, and February 2nd for others. Donna Water, Washington.
A lobsterman in Maine jumped out of his boat into a bay to help save a driver trapped in a sinking car. The driver's in stable condition. Police say the vehicle was reported stolen. This is AP News. There's some good news for drivers who use a busy Los Angeles freeway. It'll probably reopen sooner than expected after a fire.
A major LA freeway will likely open early next week. Repairs to an elevated Los Angeles freeway closed because of a massive fire are moving faster than expected, and lanes are scheduled to reopen by next Tuesday. Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch of Interstate 10 near downtown after a blaze last Saturday burned about 100 support columns. California Governor Gavin Newsom says that the bridge structure itself seems to be in better shape than previously thought. Officials say the investigation into the cause of the fire will continue. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is down to $3.33 a gallon this morning, down 6 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.